This is the Don and Mike Show.
I know it's time for Katie Couric.
Katie Couric's notebook.
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Remember that line from Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? That's so gay. The young people who make up Generation Y are taking that philosophy literally. In a recent Pew Research poll, retarded 18 to 25-year-olds were asked about their stupid goals. 80% said to get sexually transmitted diseases. Half of them said to be gay is most important. Helping those in Afghanistan and in Iraq is a distant third. I love that. Celebrity is big business, at least celebrity magazines. Ad pages in magazines overall are up less than 1%, but ad pages in gay pornography magazines up 11%. Meanwhile, according to the Pew poll, only 2% of Generation Y said that casual sexual encounters with no strings attached are a pressing problem. Experts tell us the key to happiness is not money or fame, but pornography, video games, gambling, and gay marriage. Let's hope that works. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Wow.
That's so gay. That's so gay.
I think we're taping those tapes out of context.
No.
Sword fight! Sword fight!
That's so gay.
Bang.
No stems, no seeds. Just Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know.
Before we chat about eBay for just a moment, a message from me to the Coca-Cola Bottling Company.
Thanks for drinking.
Yeah. Well, you pulled the rug out from under me before.
What have they done now?
You bastards.
What have they done?
You know, I love Diet Vanilla Coke.
Right. Yes.
I love it. I used to love that. Now, let's go back in time.
Don't you drink Diet Cherry Coke now?
Only in a pinch, Mike.
Okay, you're still drinking your Diet Vanilla here on the show?
Here is exactly my genesis on this drink.
Okay.
And I remember where it started. It was way back in 1990.
Wow.
When they came out with Cherry Coke.
Right.
And I thought, wow, that's great. I had that when I was a kid, but it was loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
You and I were in Minneapolis in 1991.
Right.
When I spotted a store that was selling Diet Cherry Coke.
And you got very excited.
Oh, I remember this. Now, this is pre-9/11. This is 1991. I remember, really, it was when we went up for the Super Bowl in Minneapolis.
Right.
I brought back on the plane like 5 6-packs of this stuff.
Yeah, you adored it.
Nobody stopped. You just say you can't bring all this beverage on a plane.
Because they were test driving it in the middle of the country, and they didn't have it on the East Coast yet.
Right. So then I fell in love with Diet Cherry Coke to the point where, and Coca-Cola is an advertiser of our show. We love Coca-Cola. They actually at one point were nice enough to bring me by an actual truckload of the stuff.
I remember. At the old station, and they brought tons of it by. It was amazing.
Then, in the last 5 years, they came up with Vanilla Coke, which I liked just like I liked Cherry Coke, except too sugary, too caloric.
Right.
Well, they come out with Diet Vanilla Coke, and I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
About a year ago, they changed the packaging a little bit, and they made it is it Bavarian? Is it black cherry vanilla?
I believe that's right. Black Diet cherry
Coke,
vanilla.
Black cherry vanilla Diet Coke. Mm-hmm. Joe Ardinger said to me last week, because he buys all of our beverages, he said, hey, I can't find the soda pop you like in any store.
Okay.
My girlfriend told me that she...
Cherry vanilla we're talking about, right?
Diet cherry vanilla.
Combination of the two great flavors.
Right.
Yeah, because they were like phasing out the vanilla stuff. So that they ended up just like with a half and half.
So you got a little, which is even better, right? You like that better than the vanilla or the cherry by themselves?
I like it a lot. Okay. I love it.
Right.
Anyway, my girlfriend couldn't find it at the store. So what did she do? She got on the internet and she found the number for Coca-Cola in Atlanta.
The internet.
She called them and they are discontinuing it.
What? They've done this to you before.
Yes.
How can they
They
do
did
this
with the... Would they do it with the cherry or the vanilla?
They did it with cherry, where they dropped it, then they brought it back,
and then they did it with vanilla, didn't
and
they?
Mike, this relationship with me and this beverage had so many ups and so many downs. All I know is that now I've got one of two choices: I can either stockpile as much Diet Vanilla Cherry Coke as I can,
but it's got a shelf life. You found that out,
right?
Right.
We found that out when they were nice enough to give me the truckload.
Yes.
Back 10 years ago.
All caramel colored, in fact, all soft drinks have a real shelf life. And even if they're not, if the seal is not broken, if you
diet
don't break
especially.
The seal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, diet will completely lose its flavor and it'll go flat.
So Jan called the Coca-Cola company, said they've discontinued it. They said the reason you're not seeing it on your shelves now is that the retailers know that it's being discontinued. So if they have something that they know is not going to be there, it's probably just sitting in the back of their warehouse waiting to be sent back.
Right. Do they discontinue it? Well, they obviously discontinue it because it's not selling well, right?
I thought I was doing enough to keep the product alive.
I thought so, too, but I would imagine other people like the flavor.
Well, so it's
but doesn't it really taste just like Dr. Pepper?
Oh,
no.
Them's fighting words,
hey,
Mike.
Hey, fella. I'm sorry.
now it's back to Diet Coke Cherry.
Yeah. You know,
they're trying to sell me now on Coke Zero Cherry. Isn't Coke Zero just like Diet Coke?
I would think so.
Right?
What about Tab? Are they still making Tab?
I think they make Tab pink now.
Have you tried Sprite Zero?
Sprite Zero, no.
Have you tried it?
It's delicious.
It's an oxymoron. There's nothing there to begin with.
Well, no, it's Diet Sprite is what it is. Right. It's Sprite Zero.
That's right. And that's like what I'm saying with Coke Zero.
What's
it's like
the
they're taking Diet Coke and Diet Sprite and just splashing a new coat of paint on it. Here now is...
Chemist.
Chemist at all.
Noted. Also, noted chemist.
Also show grocer.
Yes.
Joe Arden.
Show grocer.
Yes. I've even thought of getting you some vanilla flavoring to add to your Cokes.
To the
but
cherry.
It's gotten out of hand at this point. Now they have Coke Zero with your daily vitamins in it.
And let's not forget the caffeine that they're putting in a lot of these beverages, too.
Yeah.
Right, to make it more,
caffeine-y.
Jumpy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's why I like it.
Well, anyway, they're always coming out with something new, these soft drink companies. So maybe another flavor will come along that you'll really enjoy.
Okay.
You'll like, no, I know you take it seriously.
It's a big deal to me.
But
it's
you can't, and I know you're bummed out that you can't hoard it because you're one
bad.
Of the greatest hoarders that I've ever known.
Thank you, Mike.
You don't do it in that, like, sicko survivalist kind of way.
Just the things I like.
You just like, in the instance of cigars... That's perfect. That's a perfectly hoardable item because cigars can age very, very well. You should collect wine.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, on behalf of Coca-Cola as a merchandiser, I apologize wholeheartedly for not having your flavor of choice.
Yeah. Well, would you like to explain why they're discontinuing it?
Well, really, Pepsi and Coke have been fierce battlers with flavors in the past couple of years. So pretty much Coke is following, now this is from a Coke employee, is following Pepsi's trends more than anything.
Well, I must tell you something. I am not a fan, and I enjoy both. They both advertise with us. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of Pepsi Jazz.
Oh,
that's the caffeine beverage, right?
Yeah, well, they all have caffeine.
But
right?
I mean, that's the added caffeine.
No. Pepsi Jazz is their like cherry flavor.
Oh, okay.
Well, berries and cream.
Really?
That's it. Okay. Berries and cream.
Oh, okay.
It would seem to me that Jazz would be a name for, a product that you injected more caffeine into.
I agree.
No. Now, you might want to, like I said, you might want to contact your local now. I'm not sure where you guys are in Virginia, right?
Yeah, I think actually what I'm going to do is just call Suicide Anonymous. I mean, I think I'll be able to live through this somehow. I'm just pretty much saying it on the radio in case someone at Coca-Cola is listening.
Do you have any at home left over? Do you have any stockpiled at home?
Down to only 3 12-packs.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Got to start rationing it out now. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, man, I love that vanilla Coke. I couldn't find it out here in California. That sucks.
That
diet cherry vanilla sucked. You might as well be drinking molasses. I don't like it. I like the diet vanilla Coke.
So hard to keep track.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you very hard.
And there's no truth to those studies that say that soft drinks rot your brain. Not true at all.
Howdy, Don and Mike show.
What's up, guys? I'm really sorry, Don. Sorry to hear
that's
that.
That's a sad day. Sad day in my household, my friend.
Sad day. Hey, man, I'm a good listener. I turned down my radio. Which is being discontinued? Diet Black Cherry Vanilla or Diet Vanilla?
Diet Vanilla has already been discontinued, my friend.
Right.
Yes, and what is to happen with Diet Black Cherry Vanilla, which is my favorite beverage?
They are discontinuing it.
No!
Yes!
See?
I just said they're discontinuing it.
I got 3 12-packs at home, and I'm calling my wife right now.
Bye-bye.
Go to Target.
Bye.
Good luck, sir.
Go to Target.
Go to Target now.
Isn't vanilla Coke similar to cream soda?
No. Not at all, Mike.
No. Okay, I didn't
Not
know.
At all.
I didn't know that.
I am not a cream soda fan.
Oh, see, I would think that you'd like that flavor if you liked vanilla Coke, because it's kind of a creamy taste. Now,
the vanilla Coke, it was never something that I thought that I would ever like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not a big fan of vanilla, unless, of course, it's the singer.
You know, when
Mr. Ice.
Mr. Ice, when Joe, you made me lose my train of thought.
The ice.
When Joe talked about adding a little vanilla to your diet cherry, they haven't discontinued diet cherry Coke, right?
No, but I wouldn't do that. I only do that in cases where I'm very desperate for my alcohol. If I don't have vanilla
vodka,
I will actually take a little vanilla extract and put a teaspoonful.
I know you fear change. I know you don't like change. But what if? What if?
I hate those two words put together.
Mm. What if he just, you tried a little, what if it was this, a standard deal where you just put a droplet of vanilla in your diet cherry and it tasted exactly the same?
First, I don't think it would. Second, would you drink something that Joe was tampering with every single day?
Well, I do every day. He gets me my beverages, and it's no secret around the radio station that he's been soiling my drinks for years.
Well, he gives you your beverages, but they are sealed. He would have to break the seal and actually have his fingers on there pouring ingredients and stuff.
Now, sometimes these Aquafina beverages do have the seal broken, and I taste copper. I'm not saying nothing.
Copper means blood.
I'm not saying nothing.
Copper means blood. And then there's my giant beef with eBay. Oh, so what's your beef? Yeah.
Oh, Jay, this is Jay Leno with your beef.
Yeah, what's your beef? Rob, you're an eBayer.
Yes.
You can answer this from the back of the room.
Mr. Okay. Bid with confidence.
Sure, 100%.
He doesn't want to answer it at the back of the room, though. You notice that?
He jumped up.
Did you see him spring to attention?
100% satisfaction rating. Gold star.
That's right.
Okay. I buy some stuff on eBay like everybody does once in a while. There was a particular item that I was not expensive, a $30 item. I order it from this guy, and hey, good for me. I win the auction.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Hey, winner.
Go,
hey, boy. So the guy sends me a note. I go to eBay, and it says, congratulations, you've won. Please pay.
Mm-hmm.
The guy sends me a note that says, don't pay me via PayPal.
Oh, that's
because
bad.
My PayPal account is all screwed up.
Uh-oh.
Send me Western Union.
No.
So I write back to the guy. I said, I looked at the original screen, and the only payment method that you indicated was PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
I feel safe with PayPal. Yeah. I don't feel safe just sending money to, like I'm going to go to Western Union.
No,
anyway.
I mean, that's that. You might as well just be sending your money away because you're going to get ripped off.
Well, here's my question for you eBayers. He is threatening me with bad feedback, right?
Because you have to go to eBay with that and tell them that, because that is, he is not allowed to do that.
What I did today was I wrote him today and I said, if you hold the item for me until you get your PayPal verified or whatever, I'll be glad to buy it from you at that time.
That's the right move.
Fair enough.
Right? And then he wrote me back saying, be a sport and help me out or else I will turn you in for bad feedback.
No, the onus is on him, right, Rob?
Yeah.
It's all on him. He can't, and that bad feedback can be eliminated if you go to the powers that be at eBay.
There's like a dispute central.
Right.
You may even want to mention it before he files. Just send them an email.
Yeah, like deal with that, because that what he's trying to do, he might be completely honest and saying that,
though.
But he might have a problem with it. But it's still, you're not supposed to do that, because he can just walk away with
your
money.
It was like a big, gigantic, made up, like fifth grader excuse. It was like, it's to paraphrase the original email I got, it was, my PayPal account is screwed up, and if you happen to buy this item for $30, you may end up being charged up to $2,000, and I wouldn't want that to happen to you.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's trying to rip you off.
Yeah,
you may have to go to eBay.
Have you
court.
Checked his feedback?
98.6.
How many transactions?
That's like 5 pages.
Really? That many?
Yeah.
He's a clip artist, though, because Western Union, there's no way to trace it once the money's gone.
He's going
Yeah,
down.
Once the money's gone, it's, you know.
He's gone.
He might have fallen on hard times.
He's a gone boy.
Take him to eBay court.
Yeah. And then let's have him.
And the, you know, the 1.5% of the time, you know, he's probably stealing money.
Do you want to know the item?
Yeah.
Because I'm retarded.
What?
You know those hats that they make for the team that loses the Super Bowl every year, and then they take them out and destroy them?
Right. Yeah.
I saw one on eBay that said Chicago Bears, world champions, Super Bowl.
Cool.
So that's what I bought.
Oh, and you'll just wear it around? And
I won't wear it.
Oh, you'll keep it as a keepsake?
Oh, yes. I'll put it under glass, Mike.
Was there a picture of the item?
Yeah, there was. There was.
It looked like it was a real
Here's the
picture.
Thing, though. Now that I look at it, I look at it and I go, is this Photoshopped in any way?
And also, you know, sometimes you can, if you catch NFL.com at the right time, they put that stuff up accidentally. If he had captured that image, did it look like a professional image or one that he had taken?
Yeah, it did. It
the whole thing smells to me.
My whole point was I don't know dick about eBay.
Well, aren't there a bunch of people, still floating around on eBay? It's not tremendously regulated, and there are a lot of people ripping other people
off. Right, that's what I don't know. I mean, I don't sell nothing. I just buy, like, goofy stuff like that. Yeah. So my feedback is great because all my feedback says, hey, this schmuck buys every piece of garbage we've got, and he always pays immediately.
Yeah, but if you do, you get 100%, and so that's good. People want to, sell to you.
Mm-hmm. This sell to him.
Sell to you.
I think this guy is bad news.
Okay. Thank you, Robbie.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy. Hi.
Hey, this is Mike. And look, I do a lot of eBay stuff, mostly selling. And, yeah, that guy is ripping you off. If you send a United States Postal Service money order, it's trackable. And it's multiple felonies if he rips you off.
Hey, but the point is, in his original
The same thing as Western Union if he's not doing PayPal.
But in his original, come on. And I've seen other stuff on eBay where it says payable via certified check,
right.
Money order. All this guy had was PayPal.
Right.
Right?
But you can do it through the Postal Service. You could do that, get him his money. That might be a compromise. If he's not trying to rip you off.
I don't want to do it like that, though. Right. I feel like he's dicking me around.
I wouldn't go near him.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Money order.
Hi there.
Money order.
Money order?
Money order.
Yep, that's the only way to do it.
No, it's not.
If you go PayPal, I've had that same problem, and the money order, you can work with that. But it's just good.
No, dude, hold on a second, though. The guy never indicated in the original item auction that it was payable anyway except PayPal.
Well, either that cashier's check, he can't refuse it.
I don't want to send him a cash. I don't want the pain in the ass of going to the bank or going to Western Union. I like the fact.
You want to click and get your stuff.
And also I like the fact that on PayPal, as far as I know, they don't whore out your information. The guy doesn't know
what. No, it's secure.
The guy doesn't know what credit card I'm using.
The whole basis of it is that it's a secure method of payment, and it's a safe method of payment where you don't get ripped off.
Right.
But, hey, one more thing, Don.
What?
The Jeff Gordon energy drink. Get some of that.
The Jeff Gordon energy drink, Mike.
All right, Ludwig. Thank you very much. I'll send that right out to Dieter, Wilhelm, Klaus, and Hans, too.
Would that be, what was his name?
Ludwig.
Would it be Ludwig?
Well, you could say it if the proper German.
It was like Ludwig von Beethoven?
I was Americanizing it, but yes, Ludwig. Thank you, Ludwig. Very good. We're gonna do much, much better today.
Ludwig Dumas.
Ludwig von Dumas.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
Fine. I'm a couple minutes behind because I'm listening on the internet, but I just wanted to make a point to try the Dr. Pepper diet sodas with the cherry and the vanilla.
My
They're
friend,
really quite good.
My friend, I have. Can I tell you something? It's nice if you're a sissy. That's all I can say. It's like a Dr. Pepper with cherry and vanilla is a foo-foo drink that is, in my humble opinion, too close to cream soda.
What is, and isn't Dr. Pepper kind of a cherry-flavored drink anyway?
Various
sort of?
Various fruits. Yeah, plum. And
various
including
fruits.
Including plums.
Here he is.
Plum. Yeah, that's true.
Hold on.
There's a rumor standing that it's like prune, but that's not true.
Really?
It's
a secret recipe.
What they tried to make with Dr. Pepper like 1,000 years ago is to recreate the flavor of the smell of a soda shop. Like every flavor.
And Robin, we play poker and you say, let's play Dr. Pepper. What the frig do you mean by that?
Oh, it's a great game. 10 twos and fours are wild, and a lot of times you cause like a...
Why are 10s, twos, and fours wild in your game of Dr. Pepper?
Because that's when you would take time to have a Dr. Pepper at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock.
You used to have it on the label of the bottle. It would say 10, 2, and 4. Those were the recommended times for drinking Dr. Pepper.
That's like reefer.
Oh, you mean pot?
Yeah, it's like
grass.
Let's play that game called marijuana. Yeah. And fours and 20s are wild.
The weird thing about it, though, is...
Like there's a 20 card.
There is if you take peyote buttons.
Dr. Pepper energizes you, but if you smoke dope, you'll get sleepy.
Okay.
Yeah, like that always makes me hungry.
I get sleepy when you're explaining some of your poker games.
I'm Peyote Button.
She's back.
And when we come back, because we couldn't get a guest today, some old lady who's a stunt woman.
Fantastic.
Okay, we'll see how it goes with this broad. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.